Welcome to another minicast from Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett. A while back, we had a call from Tony in Encinitas, California. You may remember this one. He wanted to talk about a term for an unusual hazing ritual.
My dad woke us up one night about 8 o'clock and said, "Don't be alarmed. There's going to be gunfire and a lot of noise, and there's going to be a lot of people in the house. We're going to have a party." This was probably late spring, and lo and behold, next thing we knew, there were trucks driving up and women coming in with food, and we heard people shooting off guns and men doing what men do in the spring, and it was a giant party. And I said, "Daddy, what is this?" He says, "It's a shivery."
Well, it seems that shiveries aren't so unusual after all, or at least a lot of you wrote to tell us about your experiences with the, shall we say, raucous surprise parties for newlyweds. Amanda from Livingston, Wisconsin, wrote to say that shiveries were quite common when she was growing up. That was in rural western South Dakota in the 1960s and 70s. She writes, "They usually took place long enough after the wedding that the happy couple had let down their guard. The revelers would turn up late in the evening in a noisy caravan and take over the house, rousing the hosts out of bed. Good-natured chaos ensued, short-sheeting beds, spilling cornflakes in the beds, and tearing the labels off the canned goods in the cupboards while the hosts were distracted by entertaining the crowd. It was a fun, harmless way to welcome the new couple into the community of adults." Well, I guess that's one way to do it. And we got another email from John. He's a dairy farmer in Olivo, Wisconsin. At the age of 40, John took his sweetheart on a trip to Colorado, and while they were there, they ended up getting married. "Upon our return," he writes, "as news of our marriage leaked out, the farming community felt that they were deprived of a party, and thus plans for a shivery were hatched. It happened in the early evening after the milking chores had been done on the night of a blue moon in August 1985. A stream of pickup trucks and cars paraded up our three-quarter-mile-long driveway. In the back of some trucks were men shooting guns. In another, two men held a large lumber mill saw blade between them on a piece of pipe, striking it as if it were a large cymbal. After the initial shock wore off, I asked what was expected of me. The reply was that a quick trip to town was in order for cold beer for the men who lounged outside in the cool summer night air. Meanwhile, the women took over the house and set up a buffet meal. The guests provided everything from the tablecloth, food service ware, napkins, coffee pot ready to plug in, food of all sort, and gifts to celebrate our marriage. After a memorable evening, the women cleaned up and took with them all trash and evidence of the event. And again, Evelyn and I were left in the splendid evening of a blue moon in Wisconsin, our hearts filled with gratitude for the warmth and camaraderie of a small farming community. Not to mention for the women doing all the cooking and cleaning, right? Well, we appreciate the warmth and camaraderie of our virtual community here, and we're glad you're a part of it. So drop us a line anytime you have language on your mind. That address is words@waywardradio.org. Or you can always pop by our discussion forum. You'll find that at waywardradio.org/discussion. For Away with Words, I'm Martha Barnett.
Thank you for listening to the program today. I want to tell you, though, before we go, that Away with Words is independently produced and distributed. That means we depend on you to help us pay for the cost of producing the show. Consider making a contribution to help keep this program strong. Just go to waywardradio.org/donate. Thanks.